From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Tess Vigeland, and this is Marketplace Money from APM. This week on the show, we are keeping up appearances, or at least talking about them. How things look, how the way those looks drive our decisions to buy. Now, there's one store we all visit where, although you may not realize it, appearances are of utmost import. The grocery store. Product packaging is a big deal on food, and a proposition on the ballot here in California could change packaging requirements for some foods. Prop 37 would require labels on some foods made with genetically engineered ingredients, GMOs. Adrian Hill joins us now from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Tess.
So talk me through this proposition. How exactly would it work?
Well, if it passes, Proposition 37 would require labels on some foods made with genetically engineered ingredients. Mm. So if foods come in packages like chips, they just have a line on the back that would say partially produced with genetic engineering or maybe partially produced with genetic engineering.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
If it's a raw food, like a corn on the cob,
right,
it will actually have to have a label either on the front of the package or on the store shelf that says genetically engineered right up front.
Well, so how much of our food are we talking about? How much would potentially need these labels?
Between 40 and 70% of the
really?
Food in California grocery stores contains some amount of genetically engineered ingredients.
Wow.
Actually, 90% of the soy and nearly 90% of the corn grown in the U.S. is genetically modified.
Wow. All right, so we're talking appearances here. How would the label actually change things?
It's hard to say. These foods have all been signed off on by the government. The labels don't say that. Hmm. And the impact of the label probably depends on what kind of shopper you are, how much you care about these things. So the person super concerned with GMOs is going to flip every package over, look for these labels, and set something right back down. But if you're the teenager who just wants your spicy nacho Doritos, you're not going to care.
Probably not worried
about
GMO. You're
not going to flip this over, yeah.
And what about the person who sees the label and says, what does that mean?
That's where these appearances really matter. The question is whether or not consumers would view this label as a warning.
And?
Well, interestingly, the people who don't want the label, and these are companies like Monsanto, which makes GM seed, and big food producers who use a lot of these ingredients, they say this label is going to scare people off. The people who want the label, who say it won't matter that much, they say it'll give people one more bit of information and like where a food came from.
That does seem a bit awkward.
Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, the people who don't want the label are the same people who say these foods are safe.
Right.
And the people who do want the label because they're concerned about health and environmental effects are the same people who say the label won't matter.
All right. Well, what are the experts telling us, though?
Well, the people who aren't on either sides of this. I talked to an economics professor from Washington State University named Jill McCluskey. Mm-hmm. She studies consumer food preferences, and she told me there's a good chance the label could freak people out a little bit.
I think consumers will view it as a warning and that it will hurt sales.
The government is both allowing this food on the market and warning you about it. It could be confusing.
I can certainly see that.
And then I talked to another professor named Julie Caswell at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. She studies the economics of food labeling, among other things. And she told me the label might cause a little head scratching, maybe some Googling.
I think for someone who wasn't aware of GMOs, it would probably raise a question in their mind. Why is this label here? And perhaps they would need to gather some more information about what a GMO is.
I could certainly see how that would be the case. So any other clues as to how the general public might respond to this?
Well, ABC has a poll out that found more than 90% of people in the country think genetically modified foods should be labeled. Mm. And that 57% say they'd be less likely to buy foods with that label on it. So it's a big percentage of people are interested in knowing this stuff.
It certainly is. So how does all this matter to what I am paying for these foods?
Well, it could matter a lot. If food producers decide the label looks too scary, if the proposition passes, that it just screws up appearances too much, they might try to switch out some of their genetically engineered ingredients for non-GMO or organics,
right,
which at least right now would cost a whole lot more.
Any idea how much?
Well, the anti-labeling people say a California grocery bill could go up as much as $350 or $400. Now, that may be on the high side because these are the people fighting against this. A year. Yeah. Every year, families would pay $400 more.
And if I live somewhere other than beautiful Golden State?
It's possible it's going to cost you there, too. For one, California is a big market. Yeah. So food producers might not want to have separate corn chips for California and for the rest of the country. But also, California could be a trendsetter on this one. If it establishes mandatory GMO labels, other states could follow.
Wow. California corn chips versus rest of the country corn chips. It's kind of like gasoline, right?
It is.
All right. Thanks, Adrian.
You're welcome.